Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Peter Greenberg, you see him on CBS, you hear him with the Eye on Travel show on WGN Radio, Saturday afternoons, 3 to 6. How you doing today, Peter?
I'm hanging in there, Mr. Esserott.
Yeah, so are we. We're all doing that. And I want to ask you about all of the news lately about airports about to take on a new look. Not only are changes in effect right now, but when we get through this, are we going to see permanently thermal cameras and other technologies? And are we going to have to get to the airport four hours ahead of time?
Well, we may have to get to the airport 4 hours ahead of time, but we may have to get to another facility before we get to the airport. I'll explain. If we're going to be doing, you know, temperature checks, which we're going to be doing, and the TSA is probably going to be the agency doing it, and we're still going to be practicing social distancing, which means a six-foot separation between passengers, that security line could easily go, not just at O'Hare, but anywhere else around the world, 1.5 miles. So there's not an airport that I know of that has the floor plan that can accommodate that, not to mention the delays it'll cause. So keep in mind that every airport right now is trying to figure out, you know, how they can redesign their floor plan if they can, or is there another facility on the way to the airport where you can get that temperature check taken? Because otherwise, we may have a real problem on our hands.
Representative Peter DeFazio, who's the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, is calling on airlines to dramatically cut back the number of seats they offer. And he, of course, wants them to promote social distancing. But they're going to have to make up some of the money they've lost. So this is a real dilemma. And how is it going to be solved?
Well, when we're dealing with the new era of corona and social distancing, there are certain things that just won't work. You know, what is travel in general, if not social gathering, large number of people in confined spaces? An airplane, you know, you can't expand it. It is a confined space. And the sheer economics of it, you know, it's one thing for Delta Airlines to say, you know, we're going to block the center seat for anybody who's traveling with us through June 30th. Very easy to say for the airline when there are only 20 people on a plane. Well, when we start flying again, that's not going to be the case. And the business model of every airline, from Delta to Spirit, involves selling every seat on that plane. How many of us remember it wasn't that long ago, maybe 3.5 months ago, you couldn't get on an airplane that wasn't totally full. So you're not going to see that center seat being removed. This legislation has no chance of passing. Not going to happen. The airline lobby, first of all, is too strong. And second of all, the sheer economics of it, as you suggested, Bob, would mean that your airline ticket, if that were to happen, would go up between $80 to $300 per ticket. And then there's the other issue. If you did block the center seat going forward, that's still not 6 feet of separation. That's 2.5. Not to mention the 1.5 feet of separation between you and the guy sitting next to you, or behind you, I should say, who's about to sneeze. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to happen. I mean, enjoy it while you can. I the other day, there was one United Airlines flight that actually went out pretty full, and you may have seen the video, it went viral because people couldn't believe how packed the plane was. That was sort of an anomaly because it was a flight coming back on Mother's Day carrying mostly medical professionals and healthcare workers. And United's response to it, which I thought was immediate and good, was that from now on, if one of their planes is more than 60% full, they will either notify you with their app or at the gate that you now have an option not to take that flight and go on a flight that's less crowded later. When in your lifetime did you ever expect an airline to give you an option of getting off a crowded flight?
Never, yeah. These are strange times. Peter, what do you say to people who are thinking, I got to get out of here. I want to take a flight. I can find a cheap fare. What do you say to folks who want to do that but want to stay healthy?
Well, remember, we're dealing with 50 individual states in the United States, each of which has its own stay-at-home orders or not. Welcome to Wisconsin. And the problem is, you know, you can get on a plane today. Nobody's stopping you to get on a plane and go where you want to go. The question is, are they going to be happy to see you when you get there? And are you going to be happy to see you when you get there, considering what the local restrictions are? So you're talking to somebody right now who normally flies 3 days a week, and I haven't been on a plane in 8 weeks for that reason. I can't wait to go. So the answer to your question is, if people really want to get out and they want to have some control of their environment, that's why you're going to see the rebirth of 300-mile radius car trips. You know, one-tank trips within a 300-mile radius of where you live, whether it's a car, an SUV, or people are going to start using a lot more RVs. That's how we're going to get back to travel when we do start traveling, because it's going to be a little bit easier to navigate that way.
What have you heard about this, Peter? I've heard that lately O'Hare has been a little more crowded than it has been, and some of the flights are empty and some of the flights aren't. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing the exact same thing, but that's just not O'Hare. That's every major U.S. airport, simply because airlines are flying still fewer flights, fewer frequencies, and on certain days of the week, one of those planes might be a little bit more full than the others. But to be realistic here, the average load factor on most U.S. airplanes today is about 17%. That's nothing. And it's still not going up. Airlines are still flying basically empty airplanes. The real issue here is, are people respecting, you know, the social distancing at the airports, at gate areas, at check-in? And not everybody's doing that.
Peter Greenberg, with a lot more time to get into these topics and more on the radio here Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6. It is the best travel show anywhere. It's a lot of fun, too. It's Eye on Travel. Always good to check in with you, Peter.
Hey, thanks, Bob, and hang in there.
Yeah, we're trying.